We're doing brachos, daf tes amud aleph. The Gemara had questioned why our Mishnah doesn't mention that eating the Paschal offering is also a rabbinic institution to eat it until midnight. And the Gemara said, our Mishnah must be the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says that the Paschal offering may only be eaten till midnight, biblically. It's not rabbinic. Rabbi Akiva holds that biblically you may eat it till the morning, and the rabbis prevented us from eating it past midnight. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had said, being that the Pasuk says, Balayla zeh, eat the meat on this night, we learn from the Balayla zeh of the plague of the firstborn that the Torah only wanted us eating the Paschal offering till midnight. So now the Gemara says, Bishlema, we're holding five lines into the wide lines. Bishlema, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did like Gzirat Shavah. I understand the point of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He has the Gzirat Shavah. That's why the Torah has to say, eat the Paschal offering on this night, because the word Balayla Hazeh indicates that this night, Balayla Hazeh, has to be like Balayla Hazeh, this night of the plague of the firstborn, which was at midnight, so too, the Paschal offering must be eaten at midnight. But according to Rabbi Akiva, why does the Torah say, eat the Paschal offering Balayla Hazeh? Answers the Gemara, Lemute Laila Acher, to the exclusion of another night. Lemute Laila Acheru, Hu Data. Sarkadaita Chamina, I might think, Hoil Vepesach Kochim Kalim. Being that the Paschal offering is really Kodshim Kalim, it's lighter Kodshim. Vishlamim Kodashim Kalim, and the prototype of Kodshim Kalim is the Shlamim sacrifice. Mashlamim Nechalim Nishne Yamim Vilayla Echad, just like the Shlamim sacrifice is afforded two days and a night for consumption. Af Pesach Nechal Shtei Lelot Minkom Shnei Yamim, then the Paschal offering and correspondence should also be afforded two nights, instead of the 2 days of a classical shlamim. So the Pesach isn't the classical shlamim. Let it at least have two nights. Let it be eaten two nights and one day, just like a classical shlamim has 2 days and one night. That's what the Pasuk came to teach me when it said, Balayla Hazeh, on this night, Balayla Hazeh Unechal, Veino Nechal, Balayla Acher. It must be eaten on this night and not on another night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how does he know that halacha? The Torah says, don't leave anything over till the morning. So I understand, you can't eat it the next night. The Torah says, don't leave anything over till morning. Rabbi Akiva, so why doesn't Rabbi Akiva derive it from there? If I were only to have that pasuk, I would think the Torah means, don't leave anything over till the next morning. Not the morning directly after the 15th, but the morning of the 16th. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah malach kol boker boker rishonu. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, anytime it says the morning, it means the morning of. So I wouldn't have had that, I wouldn't have entertained that thought. So that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah can derive it from lototu ad boker. And Rabbi Akiva requires the pasuk to say alayla zeh to preclude the next morning. Vehani tanai ki ani tanai. And this machlokas tanaim is like another machlokas tanaim. This machlokas about whether the Korban Pesach is permitted to be eaten biblically till midnight or till the morning. Detanya, for we have the following braisa. It says in the pasuk, Sham tizbach et Pesach ba'arev. Kibo Hashem ishmoetz etcha mimitzrayim. There you will sacrifice the Paschal offering in the evening, as the sun sets that time you left Egypt. So the Torah gave us three different times: evening, sunset, and the time you left Mitzrayim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Be'er Batazovech. Rabbi Eliezer says that's to teach me in the evening, meaning after noon, you slaughter the Pesach offering. Uchavo Hashemesh, and as the sun sets, the sun it comes nighttime, atochel, you eat it. Umoetzet chami Mitzrayim, and then when the following morning comes, which is the time you left Egypt, atasoref, you'll burn anything that's left over. Rabbi Yeshua says differently. You're right that I sacrifice it in the afternoon of the day before Pesach. And you eat it that night. Until when may you eat it? Till the time you left Egypt. Not like Rabbi Eliezer says, really you eat it only until midnight. But when the following morning comes, that's when you'll have to burn it. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you could eat it until the morning. So Rabbi Lezer holds you eat till midnight, and Rabbi Yoshua holds you eat till the morning. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next week.